Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. What's the news a lot of people are waiting for? And that is there is a way for Andy Burnham to get back into Parliament. In case you don't know, Andy Burnham, he's the mayor of Greater Manchester. So he's a major figure in the Labour Party. He's been elected mayor of Manchester three times. Last time got 63% of the vote. Time before it was 67%. Now, Manchester has been a mostly Labour city since the 1920s. Nevertheless, his record is impressive, even bearing that in mind. So he's one of the biggest Labour figures outside Parliament. The other one probably would be Sadiq Khan. Remember, they're rather embattled in Wales. So I don't think the First Minister for Wales is a contender, because people say that Starmer is a dead man walking. His opinion polls are in the lavatory. His approval rating is lower than Liz Truss's was at the worst moment of this self-created financial crisis. So he's less popular than this party. He's dragging them down. You want a leader that pulls you up, like Blair did for many years. And obviously Andy Burnham began as an MP in the Blair era. Starmer is not looking good. So 7th of May, local elections in England, Scottish parliamentary election, the Welsh Senate election around then. If that's terrible for Labour, it's very difficult to sustain the argument that he should stay. He said he'll lead Labour into the next Westminster general election, which could be as late as August 2029. And obviously Labour is terrified because their poll ratings are just atrocious. 14%, you know, they're coming third in most opinion polls. And one way where they're framing it is it's either us or Reform UK. As Reform UK are falling back and the Conservatives are gaining, that argument has less traction. So what are they going to do? Plus, I mean, Starmer, he's no spring chicken. How old is he? 64. Not that old. I mean, it's said to be in excellent health, partly because he's a vegetarian. But, you know, he'll be a sort of retirement age by the time of the next general election. Would it be time to hand over to somebody else? Now, Angela Rayner, she's popular amongst the Labour grassroots. She's deeply unpopular amongst the public, who just see her as undignified and thick and a chancer, a cheat, spinning a sob story, exploiting her son, lying and so on. And all that's true. Where's Streeting, the Blairite candidate with a wafer-thin majority in Ilford South? What are other problems for him? I mean, clashing with the NHS, actually having some success at the NHS, not that popular amongst the grassroots, maybe seen as too smug, thought to be openly plotting. I mean, Starmer can hear the knives being sharpened for his back. Beware the Ides of March. And Lucy Powell, well, she is deputy leader of the Labour Party, but, you know, she's not that popular amongst the parliamentary party or the ordinary members of the Labour Party. And who else would there be? David Lammy is the obvious one. Plus, they'd love to have a non-white leader. He is the deputy prime minister. Someone else who's been there for a very long time, MP since 1997, Yvette Cooper. But, you know, again, she's not that popular amongst the parliamentary party or the ordinary members. She's very experienced, seen as too much of a goody two shoes, a sort of overgrown head girl. And then the Chancellor Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, she is just a walking disaster zone. So it's not going to be her. And who else? People talk about Ed Miliband, who failed in 2015. Why would you have him? Labour really doesn't want another white man. If they had to have a white male, not a straight white male, where Streeting is at least gay. I don't care about the identity tick box, but they certainly do. But Andy Burnham, he's another straight white male. But he's a Labour leader who can win. Could he come back and save Labour? And he's dithered about this. He's made noises about it in the Labour conference last year. And then again, he's attacked the government policy from the left. Because he's not an MP, he can't have the whip withdrawn from him. Some people say, well, you know, please don't make it even more difficult for the government that is already. And so on. So could he come in and save the day? But, you know, he's got a single shot at this. He screws it up. Probably that's the chance gone. But it is now or never, because if he doesn't, what if Labour exceeds expectations in May? Maybe Starmer will be safe for another year or more and Burnham's moment may have gone. What if Burnham doesn't get back to Parliament fast, then he never will. There's a piece of the New Statesman about this the other day that, you know, he's only got, 11 weeks to get back in because, how many, is this like 3.5 months till the local elections? And there was talk of Gary Stringer, a 75-year-old Labour MP in Manchester, him stepping aside so Starmer could take over that seat, but that seat wasn't that safe. Clive, is it Darby Lewis? Is this, the guy who's a Labour MP for Norwich, something like that. He said he would step down. Obviously, it doesn't guarantee that Burnham would be selected there, and it doesn't guarantee he'd win. The other thing is, Labour has changed the rules that any directly elected mayor, as Burnham is, he's not elected by the council, he's elected by the people of Greater Manchester, must get permission from the National Executive Committee to stand for Parliament. Would the NEC give him this permission? Probably not, because it's stuff with Starmer loyalists. And even if he does that, would he be selected as this Labour candidate? Because, of course, it's his chum, Andrew Gwynn, is stepping aside as the MP for Gorton and Denton. I'm not clear why. Is it really just a favour for his friend? Because, you know, Gwynn is 51 years old, so far as I know, in excellent health. Okay, well, sorry, was a Labour MP, but he was sacked as a health minister because of he was criticising other Labour politicians and so on. Goodness. So if he was selected as candidate, Burnham's almost sure to win because Labour got 51% of the vote there. Reform UK got 14%. I know Labour's less popular than before, and I know Reform UK has got more popular than before, but it's hard to see Reform UK overturning such a big majority, especially with someone like Burnham, who's got such a big personal following. Turnout is usually low at by-elections, but what was I going to say? But he's got that star quality. I think he would win it almost comfortably, by maybe sort of 10 percentage points. Then he's back. Could he challenge Starmer? Presumably he's got noises saying, please come and save us, because the party's going to be wrecked if Starmer goes on much longer. Could there be some sort of parliamentary coup against Starmer? The others say this is disloyal. If you try to oust Starmer and you fail, that makes things even worse for us. It doesn't really strengthen Starmer, because we're saying, oh, we don't want more psychodrama. Look at the Tories changing leader every couple of years, and they have MPs defecting to Reform UK. But then Labour would be like in civil war again. Burnham faces difficulty. And remember, you're not allowed to stand for Parliament anymore if you are a mayor. So if you're selected as the candidate, you have to resign as the mayor of Manchester, causing another election for the mayoralty there, which Labour is almost certain to win, but not by a huge margin as before. For various reasons, people let down that he hadn't carry on to complete this third term, which he publicly vowed to do, and so on. And partly be a protest vote of what's happening at national level. By all accounts, he's a fairly successful mayor of Manchester. But anyway, what's more about Andy Burnham? So how old is he? He's 55 years of age. He's a Liverpudlian, and so done well to be so successful in Manchester politics, given that there's this very healthy rivalry between Manchester and Liverpool, these two towns in northwest England, quite close to each other. Anyway, so he's born in a maybe lower middle class family in Liverpool, and he's got one brother. He's a nominal Catholic. He went to Cambridge, where he read English, and then he's been in the Labour Party since his teens. And one of the problems about him is he's never worked outside politics. So more or less, soon after he graduated, he was working as a researcher for a Labour MP, Tessa Jowell, later became health secretary, and so on. So just worked in those sort of public sector roles, was a special advisor to the Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, who's Lord Smith, as he is now, Chancellor of Cambridge University, even though, you know, so he's never done anything outside politics, a big problem, was elected an MP at the age of 21. He married a Dutch woman, he's got three children, and so on. Fascinated by football. Okay, so seemed to be a man of the people. Seemed to have those sort of bonsai Blairite good looks. Looks younger than he is. Maybe there's too much excitement about him. Is he even going to do it? If he doesn't do it, then, you know, the opportunity might be gone. Because if he's not by there by the 7th of May, then somebody else will get it. Because you've got to be an MP to go for this. Supposing he doesn't get elected as an MP and he's resigned as mayor of Manchester, his political career is probably dead. Can he ever come back as mayor of Manchester? Probably not. Another Labour politician, you had it, you let us down, you maybe never become an MP again. And even if he's an MP, he might not be able to kick Starmer out. Even if Starmer is kicked out, that doesn't guarantee that he's going to get it. So we'll see. I think Burnham is overrated. People say, yes, he plays very well at Manchester. That doesn't mean he appeals to the United Kingdom at large. There's still some prejudice against people with a Scouse accent and stuff like that. Seen as being genuine, not this maybe very dry and uninspiring barrister, which Starmer is. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.